doctor told it why it's swelling. Now these new doctors, I don't know what they told it.
Mm.
Just ain't no telling.
Yeah, I ain't heard of that. You know, did back when you were growing up, did people have their own home remedies, you know?
Oh yes, yeah, tea, make mullein tea for the babies. Get fever grass. Go out there and get a kind of a grass on the hillside. Fever grass. Mm-hmm. Make a tea out of it and hit it and make you get all over the place.
What?
It'd work you just like
Cotonou. Yeah. Yeah. What was that mullein tea good for?
Well, I don't know. They give that to babies and such as that. I don't know just what the trouble is. Mm-hmm. I never did doctor no babies.
Right. What would people do, you know, if the woman was having a baby and there wasn't a doctor around to...
There would usually be an old woman in the community that would wait on her.
Mm-hmm.
Call them midwives.
Do you still have those nowadays?
Well, there was an old nigger that lived over here that some of them used. But I never did have much to do with such as that. I didn't raise no children.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did people use... sassafras or anything?
Yeah, make tea out of that and spring of the air can purify your blood. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. I drank lots of that.
Mm-hmm. So they use mullein and sassafras and that other...
And fever grass.
Fever grass, yeah.
And different kind of teas.
Mm-hmm.
And dig up these here big grapevines, go and get the roots of them and make it hit as good for diabetic, you know. Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
The way they use that, they get them more big tea grapevines. One that didn't buy, cut them up in little short sticks, burn them and then use the ashes, and then zip water through them ashes. Put water now and then have it where... You ever seen a regular old ash hopper where they used to make soap, the old people made soap?
That last soap?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen the ash hopper.
Well, that's what they call them, you know.
What'd that look like?
Well, they'd have either a hollow log, cut, fix the ashes in there and let water drip through it and catch that lye, and then boil it and put some grease in it and boil it and make that soap.
Mm-hmm.
Or then, olden times, they'd have barrels. We quit having any flour barrels now. Flour used to come out in barrels.
How big were they?
We have 196 pounds of flour in them. And they sold corn in the air while it was a barrel of corn. A barrel of corn is supposed to sell a bushel. Sometimes it sells a little lower. A barrel of corn was sold by the barrel. And put a barrel up, fix it for the mash of it, you have that barrel sitting on it. Sloping platform, have something down under there to catch that lye, because it's liquid, you know.
Yes.
Pull the water in there and let it seep through it.
Mm-hmm.
And take that lye in, and I guess it had some water, and you'd have to put some grease of some kind, any kind of old grease, or soap grease, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it out when it got right, just like cutting out a bar of soap.
Is that lye soap pretty strong?
Yeah. It really, a lot of women claim that it eat their hands up nearly trying to wash with it.
Really?
Yes, sir. It is strong.
It must have been. Be like that. Yeah. What the... I guess your mother was a housewife?
Yeah. Oh, she knows.
Did you ever hear about your parents talk about their schooling? Were they able to get very far along? Or
no, my daddy had very little schooling. They didn't have much school in either one of them. They had been to school some, but not much.
Mm-hmm. You reckon they had maybe about the same as you, or?
Yeah, not hardly as much, because when I got big enough, I had to do all the reading and writing and such like.
I see.
Of course, now they could read print and all such as that song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come to any business where they didn't.
Yes. I guess you reckon your grandparents had...
No, they didn't have no education.
Mm-hmm. Was your grandmother on your mother's side? She was a housewife too?
Yeah, I reckon so. I didn't ever remember seeing her. My mother died, she died when my mother was a baby. My granddaddy on my mother's side didn't marry but four times.
Just four?
And my mother was a baby of the second bunch.
Is that right?
The third woman died, didn't have no children.
Mm-hmm.
And the last woman had three.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one of them living.
Mm-hmm.
She lived down here out in Mildred.
Mm-hmm.